Ready for a little geography quiz, Don?
Sure, Yael.
Okay, how many continents are there?
Let's see. There's Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, and North and South America. So that's seven. But if you group Europe and Asia together as Eurasia, that's six.
Very good. Except you're leaving one out. Zealandia.
Zealandia? Never heard of it.
That's because it's new.
A new continent? How is that possible?
It's not that a new continent suddenly formed. In fact, Zealandia has been around for millions of years. It's only just recently that geologists have been able to make the case for it.
Back up a bit. Where is this new continent?
Well, off the eastern coast of Australia, there are the island chains of New Zealand and New Caledonia.
Right.
It turns out that those islands are actually part of the same landmass, about the size of India, although most of it is underwater. But it still meets the criteria for a continent, namely that it's elevated above the surrounding area, that it has at least three types of rocks common to other continents, and that are older than the ocean floor around it, that it's a well-defined area, and that it has a thicker, less dense type of crust compared to the ocean floor.
And so Zealandia can be considered a continent even though it's mostly underwater?
Apparently so. And it could have political and economic implications in terms of rights to offshore mineral and fossil fuel resources.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.